Welcome to another fresh episode of Agility for Everyday Living with your host, your Agile Lady, aka your coach, Lizzie, here to give you a tip and trick for doing the journey called life, the power of everyday agility. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a new episode and follow me on Instagram and all social platforms at your Agile Lady. Let's get into living every day with agility. Hi there, everybody. Welcome to Agility for Everyday Living. I am so glad to be back, and I'm calling it a reset. And why do I want to call it a reset? Because I believe where we are right now, everything around us is forcing a reset. And what happens when you resist something that's happening is it causes you more stress and more pain. But if you just go with the flow of what's happening, you can use the current of what is taking place to take you to your next level. So now I want you to be able to take the pause that the world is giving us. It's giving us the opportunity to stop, look, listen, and hear. I'll say it again. It's giving us the opportunity to stop, look, listen, and hear what is really going on. Not just the noise of outside, but the noise on the inside. When was the last time you gave yourself a real pause? No, not a vacation, not a getaway, but I mean an intentional pause even in the middle of a hectic day. Do you practice this at all? Understand, every time you inhale and you exhale, your body allows itself to make a pause to transition to the next step. Your mind makes pauses when it goes from thought to make the switch. You don't notice the pause, but it's a pause. So what if you intentionally allowed pauses to be a point at which you could intentionally reflect? You see, when we talk about agility for everyday living, it's literally about making yourself more and more adaptable. It's not talking about trying to turn yourself into an elastic band. It's about making intentional shifts that will drive value to your everyday existence. Value to your health, value to your mental state of well-being, value to your body, value to your relationships that you believe are valuable to you. Because we're not going to trade value if we don't believe we're going to get any value back, because that would be wasting this valuable time we have here on the planet. So I want to remind you every time that you listen and you tune in, and I want you to tune in, is that agility is for everyday living. It should become a lifestyle, the lifestyle of reflection, the lifestyle of pausing. It's okay to pause. I want you to remember that. Now, if you have a problem pausing because, you know, maybe your life is a little bit like mine, it just keeps going and keeps going, you've got to make the intention to pause. And pausing has to become something you practice so that you get better and better at it. It's not something you're necessarily going to perfect, but the fact is you're going to do it intentionally. And I'm going to give you a little trick to use to pause yourself. The trick I'm giving you to use is gratitude. You're going to be like, huh? Gratitude? Yes. Simply right now, pause. Now, if I just say pause, your mind is still racing, you're still thinking about a lot of things. And if you're not great at meditation, clearing your head is going to be like, what is this woman doing? Oh my gosh, what is she giving me? Is she really going to think about pausing and just give me this dead silence? No, don't worry, I'm not going to give you dead silence. But I'm going to teach you how to use gratitude to bring yourself to a halt. And simply all you're going to do is stay in this moment. I'll give you an example. You will repeat after me. I am grateful that I am alive right now in this moment. And I choose to pause and rest in the gratitude. Let me say that again. I am grateful that I am alive right now in this moment. And I choose to pause and rest in this gratitude. If you allow that thought to become real to you, like really embrace that thought of pausing and being grateful to being alive in this moment right now, you will notice you will feel a calm hit you. And the calm that hits you, it's not because of anything that's going on around you, but it's because your intention has brought you to a pause. You see, we are such powerful beings on this planet, and our minds are the most advanced computer systems that have ever existed. We just often don't know how to reprogram it. We just kind of let it shut itself down. And I can tell you, with my computer, when I allow it to shut itself down, it always causes me a problem, because I have to intentionally turn it off so it can just kind of recharge, reboot, reset. This gratitude pause will cause you to reset. So whenever you need to reset, take the pause and use gratitude to turn that button on. It's simple. It's not hard. Find something to be grateful for. And if you're struggling, just be grateful for the fact that you're alive in the moment that you're in. If nothing else comes to mind, be grateful for the life you currently have in the moment that you've got it right now. That's it. Don't focus on anybody else. Don't focus on anything outside of yourself. But just be in that moment with the life you have and be grateful for it. And then when something else comes to you, be grateful for that. Now, when you start to intentionally set gratitude pauses, you can use affirmations. And one of the things I will do is include a link that you can go to get some affirmations that I've already written, because I'm big on affirmations, that can help you find your pauses. So for the day, you can set an intentional path of gratitude. So just like you drink water, and maybe you want to put it with your water, align it with your water breaks, that you take a pause break to be grateful. It will affect your life and affect your health, because in order for you to be agile and have agility, you need to oil yourself. Think about the hinges on the house, hinges on your car. Everything needs maintenance. Well, the pause of gratitude will maintain your inward ability to have agility, because you'll give your mind a pause and the ability for great things to move through you. And when this does, this energy that'll move through you will be an energy that's peaceful, loving, kind. And it will enable you to start being curious about the things that you could be grateful for. Just taking that moment. Yes, the world is busy. Yes, we've always got things on our minds. Yes, we've got so many roles we've got to fulfill. But if we stop living, it will stop too. So let's not make a tragedy bring us to a pause. Instead, let's make our pause by intention, to give ourselves new energy to be able to keep going. It is my wish, my dream, my prayer for hope for you, that you have agility for everyday living every day. Because remember this, who you were yesterday is not who you are today. And who you'll be tomorrow is not who you are right now, because you are growing. And this is all about reminding you to find the balance that's going to bring your life the most value right now. And it begins with learning to reset. If that's all you ever take from me, is the fact that you have a reset button that you can turn on at will simply by using gratitude. It will be enough. Have a wonderful day.
This is your coach, Lizzie, your agile lady, saying thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to come back next time. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Your Agile Lady. A for awesome, G for greatness, I for intention, L for laughter, and E for evolution, because constantly we're evolving into a better us. See you next time. Bye.